Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to speak about the sugya of Be'ezer Hashem on Daf Mem on Mud Aleph, the Inyan of Kofar, when somebody's ox kills a person. The Torah says that the person has to pay for the life that he took away from the world. And the main thing maybe that we're going to discuss in the Shia is what exactly is the Geder, what exactly is the idea of Kofar. Is it like it's the Repaskin that Kofar is Kapora, that it's a atonement for the person whose ox killed somebody. But the question is going to be, is it like a korban, it's like a certain sort of sacrifice that a person has to give to get forgiveness from Hashem? Or is it more a monetary obligation, a monetary debt that the person, the owner of the ox, the owner of the shore, owes to the yorshim, to the heirs of the dead person? That's going to be basically the sugya today. The Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, we start Ton Rabbanon Apotrupsim Meshalmin Min Ha'aliyah Ve'ein Meshalmin Kofar. The trustees of the orphans, they're looking after the ox of these children, the young children. They don't have to pay kofar if the ox kills somebody. Man Tana Kofra Kapora, the Yasmi Lav Bnei Kapora. This brisa holds that kofra is kapora, it's an atonement. It's not momona, that's the other opinion in the Gemara. It's kapora, and because it's an atonement, so the young children under the age of 13, they don't need a kapora, they don't need an atonement. So then the Gemara brings a machlokes. How do you estimate the value? Is it the value of the person who damaged, or the value of the person who was damaged? And the Gemara says that that you don't have to say that if the one who holds it, it's the value of the person who was damaged, that means that kufra is mona, is a monetary obligation. It could be that everyone holds, the Gemara says in the end, omra kofra lo dekule ama kufra kapora. And here the question, the dispute in the Gemara is, how do you evaluate the kapora? Do you evaluate the kapora, the atonement, according to the value of the person who owns the ox who killed, or according to the value of the person who was killed? Now, at any rate, you do seem to see from the Gemara that the Gemara is suggesting, the Gemara is saying everyone holds that kufra is kapora. And in fact, that is the way the Rambam passments that kufra is kapora. Kufra is a atonement for the person who was sure killed. The Birkas Shmuel just says an interesting thing in the name of his Rebbe Reb Chaim Brisker. And he does a book of Gemara later on, a bit later on Daf Mem Hei on the base, that there's a pasuk in the Torah, the Mishnah brings on Mem Hei on base, the pasuk Velo Yishmerenu Bo Olof. The owners are not looking after, are not guarding, are not watching over their animal. And there's a lotion there in the Gemara. The Gemara says, lav, that we need this, the owners do not watch over it. So the Gemara suggests that is a negative commandment, that says we claim on the basis of this that that you see from here there's a prohibition not to keep watch on your property, on your animal, and if it goes and damages, then the reason the person needs a kapara is because the says Reb Chaim, he's a rosher, he's a mazik, because he's a person who does the damage. The fact that he doesn't look after his property, he doesn't look after his animals, his ox, that is that he went against the Torah. He transgressed one of the mitzvahs of the Torah that a person has to look after their property that shouldn't damage. And that's why that we can understand why a person needs his atonement, because he didn't fulfill this mitzvah. And the Birkas Shmuel, he also quotes a Meiri that in Makas that kofar is not moment, it's kapora, it's an atonement. La kaporas nafshoi al shechota b'shmiras shoyer. That a person needs an atonement that he didn't watch after his ox. Okay, now then the Gemara goes ahead. On Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Meshabeach leRav leRav Nachman, but Rav Acha bar Yaakov the Odom Gadol. So Rav was boasting to Rav Nachman that he didn't know this younger Talmid Chacham, Rav Acha bar Yaakov is a great scholar. So Rav Nachman says, so when he comes, I want to see him, I want to speak to him. And so when he came, so he said, ask me a question. So the first question he asked was, Shor Shoshnei Shutfin's Ketz Mesham and Kofa. We have a shor that belongs to two people as partners. So how, if this ox kills, so how do you have to pay? If you're going to say they pay twice, well, the Torah says only one kofa. And if you're going to say that they only pay one, but then that it's only each one is only paying half. Now Tosfos here says an interesting thing. That Tosfos says that if Tosfos brings a Gemara in Shabbos, that if two people take out a loaf of bread into Rishus Rabim, they carry it out into the street on Shabbos. So they both did a locha, and it's very likely that they both have to bring a kol. So therefore, what's the question here in the Gemara? Why shouldn't we say that they both bring a kol? So Tosfos says at the end, this is the grammatical kofar effort, and at the end Tosfos says, I will kofar de la chaveroi lama yarvich zeh b'masha shor l'shnayim. Tosfos says that kofar is a bit different than an ordinary sacrifice, because this is a payment that you're making to your friend, to the heirs of the dead person. So Tosfos says, why should the Yorashim, the heirs, why should they gain just because it so happens that the ox belongs to two different people? Why should they get double? So this is an interesting thing that Tosfos is saying. We pass on the kofar as kapora, and Tosfos seems to go in with the kofar as kapora. Even so, Tosfos says that it doesn't make sense that it should pay double. Even though you could ask me that how's each shot of going to get its kapora, but Tosfos seems to be saying that kofar is a monetary payment, and it has to go according to the normal rules of monetary payments, that you don't normally pay more than you damaged. So this we see first that even though we say kofar is kapara, it's an atonement, but it's a din which is going with the principles of monetary payments. Okay, that was the question that Rav Acha bar Yaakov asked Rav Nachman, and he didn't get time to answer it. He was still thinking about it, and then he asked him another question. And he's asked him like this, that that we have two dinim in the Torah. If we have Erekin, somebody says that my value I'm going to give to the Beis HaMikdash, so we say that we take it from him forcibly, the masculinus. We have another din that if somebody has to bring carbon, a chatos or ashem, so we don't take it forcibly from him. Why? Because he's going to bring it anyway, he's going to bring the carbon because he needs his kaporeth. Now the question he asked is, what about kapara? What about kufra kapara? But what's about kufra? He says, kevin the kapara who, because kufra is a kapara, so again you see from Gemara seems to be taking on that, it's the paskin of kufra is kapara, not moment. So is it like, so a person needs atonement, so maybe therefore it's like the tatus, it's like the tatus oshun, a person is going to automatically bring it, so they should get kapara. Or maybe no, because this is it still is a payment to his friend, so a person doesn't take it so seriously, a person doesn't feel it's so necessary for his own personal kapara, so he might not so quickly pay up. So therefore, maybe mashkunu, by mashkunu. We have a din of mashkunu, so we forcibly take it. Tosfos says here, chayvik hofanai, says Tosfos, but Yorosha Hanizik Atzma Baile Michoel and the Mashkuna. Tosfos says, well, the question that the Gemara is asking is, can the Yorshim, can the inheritance, the heirs, the inheritors, can they forcibly take the payment from the owner of the ox? The Shitul Mechavetza says, in the name of the Rashba, that the Nero Medivraim, it seems from Tosfos, the Ilu Lo Dabshita, the Ilu Lo Rots of Hashanaim, based in Makvin or Maskin and Kushan, is up and down. If the person did not want to pay, then the Basin can, that's for sure, but the Basin can go and collect it. It's like any din of damages. The whole question of the Gemara is if the Basin, not just can the Basin do it, so the question is, can the private individual, and the children of the person who was killed by the shore, can they forcibly go and take it from the owner of the shore? But says the Rashba, that it is obvious the Tosfos is poshut that based into shore they look at the kofar as an every other case of damages the for sure if the person doesn't pay up, the based in forcibly goes it. So if you now have to sell his house to get the money, then you do all that you can to so the person should pay up. So again, we see from Tosfos that even though kofar is an atonement, but it works with the rules of monetary payment because it's a payment of money. It's a payment of money for kapara, but it has a din of nezikin. Let's see one or two other places, sources in the Masechta, where we see a similar sort of idea, we see a similar sort of discussion, talking about what exactly is kofar. The Gemara on, now we're going to the Gemara on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph. And we have it right at the beginning of the Masechta, we have the four of us Nezikin, four main Nezikin, and we have we have Mava, and Rav says that Mava means person who damages. So the Gemara says like this. So the question is, why do we need to say all four? So there's one in Daf Dalad Amud Aleph. That if we would have just said that an ox is culpable for to pay the damages, we would say, oh, well, why did the Torah say that the ox has to pay? Because the Torah said something special about the shah, he has a special formula, he has a special din, he has to pay kofar. But you couldn't have learnt out from there, you wouldn't have learned from there, that a person also has to pay damages at all, because the Torah was not so stringent on a person that has to pay kofar. Tosfos says, Dibdiramasal Kuri, Hikshiri Var, my Chumra Hizo, Haida An. The Rivo says that the shore is not more stringent than a person. On the contrary, a man, he's worse. If he kills someone, why doesn't the Torah say that he's paying his kofar? Because there's a din of kim lebe d'rabim minei, that the Torah doesn't give two punishments to a person for one transgression. That's what the Rivo asks. The Torah says, v'omer rida lav pecha hi klal. The Rivo says, this question doesn't start at all. The lo mifta mishum kim lebe d'rabim minei. That's not the reason why a person doesn't have to pay kofar, because of kim lebe d'rabanei. That can't be the reason. That can't be a patur. That can't be the reason why he is exempt from paying kofar. The Chiddusha Rav Reuven Rosofsky explains a bit what the kasher is here of the Re and the Rivo. And he brings a Shittim of Betis on Daf Mem Gimel. It says, Pirish Re Delo Shai Patur Kim Lebe De Rabim Ne Le'inyan Niftor Mid Dmei Hanera. When we're talking about getting somebody off paying for what a person was killed, Kim Lebe De Rabim Ne will not help. Rav Reuven also sends us to a Tosfos in Subas from Daf Lamed Omud Beis. Tosfos is talking about something slightly different, but it's very relevant for us. Tosfos is talking about if somebody eats truma accidentally. So Tosfos says that what you have to pay, the tashlum today is kapora, v'lomimona. Okay, and then he brings, and what's the proof for that? Tosfos brings a Mishnah that the Imrotza Kohen Limchol Eina Yachol Limchol Mishum Delo Havi Momon Ela Kapora. What about so somebody at the Kohen's Truma, which is a transgression. You're not allowed to somebody's not a Kohen is not allowed to Truma. So he has to pay the value, and he pays another fifth. What about if the Kohen says, you don't need to pay me, I'm local, I'll forego that. So the Mishnah says, no, you can't do that. Why not? Because the person did an Aveira Bitin Truma. And he won't get his Kapara if the Kohen is local. In other words, what he pays is for his own good. And in fact, we have the same thing. We have a Tosfos in Baba Kama with the same idea, Lef Mem Gimel on Avalef, the Brimaskal My Lav Kofar, and there actually that's an interesting Gemara which we might need later on. It's on Mem Gimel on Avalef. The Gemara says that there's a different, there's Kofar and there's Donim. There's a din of especially in the Torah says the kofar, and there's also din of the value of the person. And Tosfos says what's the difference between kofar and donim? The two have very similar ideas, very similar din. One of the nafkaminas, one of the differences is that Tosfos says the donim yochel limchol, the kofar ein yochel limchol. And that the kofar you can't be mochel. Why? Again, it's the same idea, because it's kofar is kapara. If the yorshim, they say, we don't want the money, well, that's all very nice, but the owner of the shore is not going to be forgiven for his Avera, not looking after the shore. So that again is the same idea, that if it's a kapara, you cannot be moved. And that's why the Ri says on Daf Dalet that Kamalei Midrabba Menei, it's the same sort of idea, that it's not going to take away the opportunity that the person has to get a forgiveness for his transgression. That's also, the Tosfos says that because that's what Tosfos says, that you must look at it, that it's a privilege for the person to be able to pay and get the kapara, so come with the rabbi, so we don't bring the person to punishment. This is the kapara is not exactly a punishment. It's a force that a person can get forgiven. So that's the same thing with kufra, with kufra of the shore that killed. Now we're going to ask now a stira in the Riva, because the Riva didn't seem to hold like that. The Riva said that that Kamalei Midrabba Menei seemed to be a reason that you could get a kapara. You could get a patur for not paying kofa. There's another Tosfos on Daf. In Psochim, and Daf Koftes Amad Aleph, Deborah Hamaskil Rabbi Nechunda. We're talking over there about somebody who eats chomets of Hekdish and Kesef. So we said over there that Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, he has this shita that even if it's there's not a chiyum, it's based in the basic that it's just five korais, you also say Kamalei Midrabba Menei. So therefore, the Gemara says that if somebody eats chomets that belongs to the basic mikdash on Pesach, according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, he does not have to bring a carbon mitzvah, because he says, "Kamalei Midrabba Menei." Tosfos says, "Hiksha riva, amai peturim hocha mikarbon mitzvah, mishum lekumalei midrabba menei." Tosfos brings a Gemara that proves from the Gemara that Kamalei Midrabba Menei does not make a person potter from a carbon. And that's very similar to the idea that we saw in Tosfos and Subas, that Kamalei Midrabba Menei cannot get somebody off a carbon, because a carbon is not a punishment. Kamalei Midrabba Menei is that the Torah doesn't give a person two punishments, but the Riva asks that a carbon is not a punishment. And so this, the reverse Sfora here in Pesachim, seems to be exactly the same as the Ri's Sfora over here in Boba Kamadaf Dalad Omadalaf, when he's asking on the Riva. So it seems to be a stira here in the Riva, this idea that Kamalei Midrabba Menei cannot take away from somebody the opportunity of getting the atonement. You could say it, first sight, but you could say an answer that there's a difference between, and the fact that what we see over here is that the Riva holds that kofar, even though maybe it is an atonement, but the Torah said get that atonement by paying money. It's a monetary payment. So maybe then it does have the the Kimneg Rabne does make up at all. But a carb there in Sofim is talking about a bring a carbon which is a pure for your atonement without any monetary aspect of it. Kofar, even though it's a kapara, but it's also a monetary thing, then that's why that could be a reason why Kimnei the Rabbanei does work according to the requirement for a we'll see. Maybe we'll see another Torah that can go ahead. Maybe we'll see it. So it's a first, and maybe we'll get an answer through another way. But let's now go to another Gemara, and in fact, now we're going to see that Rashi also seems to hold like the Riva that Kamle Midrabimne could be a tour to get somebody off paying the kofar. The Gemara, well, the Kamle da Fiyo Dom Medala from the beginning, the Gemara says that this Chomu B'Shor M'Be'esh, Chomu B'Esh M'Be'shor, there's something which is more stringent about the ox than the damage of fire, and there's something which is more stringent about the damage of fire more than the damage of the shor. What's Chomu B'Shor M'Be'esh? How do we find that that the Torah was more stringent on the ox, the damage of animal damaging, than the damage of fire when a person lights a fire and it damages? Shashor Mashalim Kofar V'chai B'Shloshim Shel Evet. The shor has to pay the kofar. So Rashi says here at the beginning of Yudom Aleph, Eish lo chai bo sreifas adam, shehoi lo livrach. If a person was burnt by fire, so he not fired for that because he should have run away. But if the person was being tied up and was set on fire, amaver chayv misa. So the person who did that, he's culpable of death penalty because he killed the person by burning. Says Rashi, v'kamle b'derabimenei, and therefore he doesn't pay kofar because it's kamle b'derabimenei. So we see that Rashi holds like the revor that kamle b'derabimenei is a reason to get somebody off paying kofar. And in fact, the Gilin Hashas on Daftar the Madalaf, he points out that the Rashi is like the revor. This Rashi on Daf Yud seems to be very problematic because it seems to be directly against the Gemara on Daf Kof Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this: V'yehei Odom Chayv the Kof Mekal V'Chum. We know that the Torah says that when the shor kills, so the owners has to pay kofar. So let's learn out with the Kal V'Chomer that when a person kills, he also has to pay kofar. So what's the Kal V'Chomer? Ma'asho she'enu chai ba'abo dvorim chai b'kofar. When an animal kills, so he only pays the damages. He doesn't have to pay the boshes and the boshes, ripoy, shevus, so that's something where the Torah is more stringent on a person than on the animal that damages. So if that we see the Torah says when animal damages has to pay kofar, and the Torah is more stringent on a person than on an animal, so we should learn from the Kal V'Chomer that a person has to pay kofar. On that, the Gemara says, no, we have a pasuk, v'kol asher yushis olav v'lo al adam. That we have a special, that it's only on the shore, the Torah only gives the it's only a shor has to pay kofar, but a person does not have to pay kafara. So that's so that the question is, on Rashi on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, why does Rashi say that the reason why a person who is burning something doesn't have to pay kofar, doesn't come back to Rabbanai? The Gemara says a different reason, that we have a posuk that Olam V'lo Ola Adam on Daf Kofar Amud Aleph. Actually, before I go further, I want to say that a lot of the Marim Akomas for the shir that I've this evening, I got from the Sefer Shitta Mikbet and Samuel. The Mechaba was tragically was nifted just a few years ago. Chaim Yosef Gut from Chassal. And he, in fact, we learned together in the Shiva before we met at this point. We learned to both had to reach the Kushna schools in the Shiva. And he was so eager to publish 10 volumes of Chitim Kubetis. And it's amazing what, and some people in a short life, they manage to do some to do things that other people don't do in 1,000 years. So it's amazing how I think he every year he published volume of the Shitta Mikbet before, and it's with a tremendous amount of the Marim books, a lot of tzionim. In fact, they said I heard that Rebbe Schwarzman. He said that he opened up the Shittim Kibetis. The Shittim Kibetis is quite a hard sefer. It's often the language is not clear. But of course, Rebbe Schwarzman, he made it all very clear. He helped us to learn the Shittim Kibetis. So that's his first Elin Shonim. And in fact, a lot of the ideas for the shiur this evening I got from the Shittim Kibetis. So that was our question on Rashi on Daf Yud. Why does Rashi on Daf Yud say that a person doesn't have to pay kofar when he kills through burning his friend? Because of Kamali with Rabbanai, the Gemara on Daf Kofov says it's because of a pasuk of Kuchol Asher Yushus Olav below Hal Odom. And in fact, before we try and give an answer, let's ask yet another question. We'll quote yet another Rashi, which also I saw this in the I've got friends Shittim Kibetis with the notes there. Our Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Shor VeAdam Shidochu LeBor." So there was an ox, there was a man, and they pushed a person into a pit, and either the person was damaged or the person was killed. And the Gemara says, "Le'inyan kofar ashtoshim shel eved, shor chayv odom abog torah." So for kofar, if it was an eved, you have to pay the 30 shkolim. So the owner of the ox has to pay, but the person who pushed his friend in, he does not have to pay. Rashi says, "Divar maskal odom abog torah." Why is a person exempt? So Rashi says, "Rashi Odom Dahaba Kolo," because he's five misa. He's culpable of the capital penalty because he's killed somebody. He's killed a person. The Inami Lo Asru Bei Potom Meditani Debechis. even if he was, didn't receive warning, but he, the Talmud Beis Chizkiyah says that Kamalei Ravonei is not only if he did it deliberately, even if he did it without the warning, you also say Kamalei Ravonei, that he doesn't have to pay as well as being, even if he's not actually put to death, but he did a transgression which is in principle culpable of death penalty. So again, so you see another Rashi, the Rashi says that Kamalei Ravonei seems to work also with kofar. And again, Rashi is very problematical because the Gemara, why does Rashi have to come on to Kamalei Ravonei? The Gemara on Daf Kof Vav Amud Alef learns it from a pasuk Olav below Ol Adam. This question is asked by the Sosafoshim. It's Simon Tof Yud, Sif Cotton Dalet. And before we actually see how he answers Rashi, let's see that he cites another source, which is actually in our Perek. It's interesting. Hagos Ashri on the Rosh in our Perek in Simon Dalet. And the Hagos Ashri says like this: Reuven Shehoroges Shimon. Reuven kills Shimon. Afal pi shechayv misa, even though Reuven is culpable of the capital penalty, mashalem dom of leyorshim, he pays the value of the dead person to the heirs of the person. But bo lot says shidei shemayim. If he wants to fulfill the din of the in shemayim, that in other words, the Beis Din here in this world cannot oblige him, cannot make him pay. But if the person who killed, the Reuven who killed Shimon, so he wants to get his forgiveness for his crime, killing Shimon, so then he pays the value of the dead person to the heirs. That's Paul's decision. Says that Hagosh Ashri, Inami Itafshi Yorsh Minay, Lo Mafkin and Minay. Another possibility that if the heirs, even though the Beis Din can't force the person to pay, but if the Yorshim they take for themselves the money that their dead father was worth, then the Beis Din don't take the money away from the Yorshim. They are entitled to that money. That fits in with the Russian Bo Metzia, that's Sadi Aleph Hamad Aleph, that even though we have in a case where the Kamalei Ravonei means that person does not have to pay, but again, if he's not going to get forgiveness in heaven if he doesn't pay, or again, if the person who he basically would owe the money to, if they grab the money off him, then they are entitled to keep the money. So that's the Hagosh Ashri. But Tzos asks, I suppose, quite an obvious question, that again, this, what about our Mora on Daf Kof Vav Amud Alef, Olav Lo Hala Odom, that the Pasuk of Kofar does not go, does not apply to a person who kills. So how can the Hagos Ashri say that basically there is a obligation to pay? It's just that the Beis Din in this world cannot enforce that. But if he wants to get forgiveness in Shemayim, he's going to have to pay. Or if the Yorshim grab it, they can keep it. How can the Hagos Ashri say that? The Gemara seems to say, "Kikol Asher Yushus Olav Olav Velo Olav Adam." that there is no obligation whatsoever for a person to pay kofa. So the source answers that no. There's a difference between kofa and domin. That's what the Gemara we saw, we mentioned briefly before on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that there's two dinim. There's the din of kofa, the special din the Torah says, and there's also the din of domin, the value, the worth of the person. That are based in down here can't enforce it because of Kamalei with the Rabbi Menei, but Lot Se Shidei Shemaim or Tfisa, that it does apply. Now, if we're going to say that, says the Ksosa Choshen, we can understand the Rashi on Daf Nun Gimel as well, that that when the Gemara, this is what the Ksosa wants to say, that that the Gemara is actually, the Gemara says Linyan Kofar, but it can also, there's two kinds of Kofar, there's a Kofar and there's Domim. So when Rashi says that Adam, Rashi says Adam, why does the person not have to pay for pushing his friend into the pit and killing him? Rashi says he's a bad toller. It's kimmelim the rabbi, eh? Rashi is saying that to make him exempt from domim. Kofa, he's already exempt because of the pasuk of ala kol ala Adam. Domim, he's exempt because of kamlei b'drabim. So therefore, you can also say that could be the pshat in Rashi on Daf Dalet. Excuse me, Rashi on Daf Yud, that kamlei b'drabim works to exempt him from kofa, just like the Ksos says that on Daf Nun Gimel, it doesn't mean exactly kofa, it means domim. So maybe we can say that the Rashi on Daf Yod, that it doesn't mean actually kofa. When Rashi says kamalei d'rabbanei, he's talking about domim. And if we're saying that, then possibly we can also say that the Riva on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, which you saw the Gilin Hashas there on the Tosfos there, says it's the same shita as Rashi. Maybe the Riva is also talking about domim. That's why Kamalei d'Rabbanei might have, it's possible to speak about the Kamalei d'Rabbanei would be a reason to get him off. Now, let's. So far in the Shiur, we have looked at this, at the side, at the aspect that kofa is a monetary punishment. Now we're going to see another shitta, which is a very different shitta. That kofa is not a monetary; it's just a simple atonement that the Torah gives for a person who is sure killed. And this is the Ramban in Chumash. So it's a very interesting thing. On the Pasuk, in Kofa Yushas Olav, the Nosan Pidyon Nafsho Kukol Asha Yushas Olav. If they place a Kofa on him, so he has to pay the atonement for the redemption for his soul, according to whatever value is made of him. The Ramban says like this, Ba'avor Hayos HaKofa Kapora Ki'inin HaKorbonos. Kofa is similar to korban, says the Ramban. Vim hu ein a chavitz ba, ein machrichim osa lovel a beis in the chayim of a kach. If the person, the owner of the ox, doesn't want to get this korban, to bring this korban, to get this kapora, the beis din don't force him. But afilo im chivuhu ein a mashkin in osa, even if the Beis Din, let's say the person did come to Beis Din, and the Beis Din said that you have to pay, but if he then doesn't pay up, we don't force him, we don't go and collect the money from his property, but avul zeh omar im. That's why the Torah says, im, if kofa will be a major obligation to him, because it's an option. It's an optional din. But if a person wants to get the atonement, then he has he's entitled, he's got the opportunity to pay the kofa. But it's not something that we force a person to do. And in fact, Reb Baruch Ber in the Birkas Shmuel, he says that for sure, he says it's on a slightly different statement of the Ramban, but it's going to be true in the Ramban and the Chumash as well, that what the Ramban says, he's talking about the monetary obligation. Says Reb Baruch Ber, that's for sure that a person has a mitzvah. It's a korban. We also, basically, we force a person to bring a korban if we see that a person's not bringing a korban. That's what we see from the Gemara we started off on Daf Mem on Amud Aleph, that we don't normally have to force a person to bring a chatos or an oshim, because he automatically wants to bring it to get his kapara. If we see that he's not bringing it, then we'll force him to bring it. I think the Magen Rishon says that chapter. So what the Ramban means here is that as a monetary, we try and force him to do the mitzvah, but there's no monetary chiyuv. It's a chiyuv just for his own good that he's doing the mitzvah, but there's no claim that the damaged person or the heirs have on the owner of the show. Now we can see another nafkamina between the Ramban and the other shittas that we've seen. We see this in another Gemara. So what's the Ramban is saying, not like the Tosfos we had at the beginning of the shiur, that it's a monetary obligation, not like the Ri. Not that the revar that we want to say it's a very, very monetary. It's you could say kamen de rabbane. No, the Ramban has got a different shitta. Ramban is saying that it's a pure kapora. There's no, it's not a monetary din of nezikut. So we have the first mission in Makkas. Hated the etim nasim zomim. So. The Mishnah talks here at the beginning of the Sechus Makkas, that if they say that we say that someone is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so we don't make them into Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so we say they get Makkas. Then the Gemara says later, Abba Torim Nerim Ba'edim Zomim. Yes, so one of the things that we say that Ein Mishal Menes HaKofa. They do not pay. If they say that somebody has to pay kofa, so they don't have to pay kofa. Even why not? So the Gemara says because this Tana holds that kofa is kapara, but these edim they don't need the kapara because it's only it's a atonement if your ox kills somebody. But they were just trying to make him pay, but they can't pay kapara because they can't pay kofa because they don't need the kapara for their shore killing. Here, there's an interesting machlokis between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Gemara says they don't pay kofa. The Rambam says that they do get malchus. Ramban says, not that. The Ramban also asks a question. He asks the question, why doesn't it say in the Mishnah at the beginning of Makkos, why didn't it say in the Mishnah, Me'idin Anu Be'ish Kon Shu Chayv as a Kofa? Why doesn't the Mishnah say that? The Ramban answers, Yesh Lo Ben Korban Lo Mibayin Misni. The the Mishnah doesn't say a dinner of korban. The kibun to imrotza ina maybe he doesn't have to, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to bring the korban. The moment she ain't no tovin. Nobody can claim this money. It's only, it's an, again, this is the Ramban Shitta, it's an optional mitzvah that he can do, an optional kapara to pay up the kofa. Says the Ramban further, Umalki lo loki Allah, the lab edesu, alahodor ba amaru, demodele. He also doesn't get malchus because when they say that somebody has to pay kofa, they're just, the Ramban says, Hodoba Amma, they're just informing us that he has to pay kofa. It's not Eidos. What does the Ramban mean? This is, again, this is the Ramban Shitta, that it's not Mominus. So Eidos is when you say that somebody has to pay money. To say that a person has to bring a korban, that's not called eidos. And then at the end, the Rambam brings, it says that the Rambam doesn't hold out this, because the Rambam says that they do get malchus, and the Ramban says, ein dvar of nefonim, the Ramban is disagrees with the Rambam. Now, the Rabbi Issa Zalman also called out the Ramban, and he puts on notes, and here he asks a question on the Ramban, and this is what we'll finish off with. He says that we have this matter of the Ramban says they don't get malchus if they to say that he has to pay kofa, and the Ramban says they do. Says Rabbi Zalman that the Rambam goes is good lishitosa. He's consistent with what he paskens in Or Gemara and Baba Kamadaf Mem Amadalaf. That the maskening, we make the person pay. We go and get the money for the kofa from his property. But the Rabbi Zalman asks on the Ramban Sorechian, because it says Rabbi Zalman, even if what the Ramban is going to say, Our Gemara and on Baba Kama Daf Mem is it's a sophic. The Gemara didn't pass on clearly what the halacha is. So even if he's going to say we don't forcibly go to his property and get paid back, well, how can that's a question in the Gemara? But the Ramban is in here in Makkah is talking about the whole question. Why didn't the Mishnah mention that if the Edim say that somebody has to pay kofa, that he doesn't have to pay kofa and doesn't get malchus? That's Rabbi Zalman's question on the Ramban. That it's a question in the Gemara. But how can the Ramban say so clearly that's why the Mishnah doesn't say the sin of kofa? Because it's kofa is only eidos. The answer to Rabbi Zalman's question, the Aneas Daiti, is like this: that the Ramban learns a whole different way in Or Gemara. The Ramban, when the Gemara asks this, what's a din of kofa? Is there a din of mamashkinin on the kofa? The Ramban is not like the Tosfos, and not like the Rashba that we started off with. The Tosfos and the Rashba say that you can forcibly go and get from his property. The Ramban says, no, that's not the question at all. The whole question is, Mamashkinin, do you force the person to do the mitzvah? But that was clear to the Ramban, that for sure, there's no monetary chiyuv here. You don't, that was clear to the Ramban that the Beis Din will not. There's no claimant here that can force the owner of the shul to pay. The whole question in the Gemara is: do you force the person to pay up to get his kapara? Do you say that he automatically is going to get kapara because because he wants his kapara? Do you say no, maybe because if his friend gains from it, so he doesn't think of it, doesn't look at it so seriously? But here in Makkos, we're talking about Eidos, and that's what the Ramban holds with Kofa. You can't talk about Eidos, because Eidos is only something to make somebody pay money, and that's, according to the Ramban Shitta, Kofa is not a monetary obligation. On the other hand, the Rambam holds like the Tosfos that Kofa, even though we hold that Kofa Kapara, that it is an atonement for a person, but it nevertheless, this is a special din of Kofa that it works on the rules with the principles of a monetary payment, and therefore the Rambam paskens that we force a person to pay, and we also can collect the payment from Kofa from his property, because Kufra is a monetary din, even though it's a Kufra.